Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are so excited that you joined us this morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. We decided to change up the time a little bit because we're going to try out this time, and if it works better, then we'll probably stick with it, maybe?
Yes.
So, as you know, we created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we talk about lots of different things, and we're actually going to have a guest on our show 2 weeks from today.
Oh, and our show is on 3 days a week now. You can get a hold of us on Wednesday for the Midweek Stress Buster from 3 to 3:30. Then we have our phone-in Fridays from 12 to 1. And Sundays, I'm really liking 10 to 11, so hopefully everybody else does. And you can also check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. You can also email Marie or myself at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and insight on our show. And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley. She is an intuitive reader and realtor. You can call her at 651-303-0555 if you're wanting to schedule an appointment. And you can reach Beth at 651-900-4136. And I'm also an intuitive reader, and I do energy work. You can also go and download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And also please like our Facebook page and search for Divine Goddess Radio. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So what we thought we would talk about today is we kind of came up with this topic of who are you really? Because a lot of people have been struggling with a lot of different issues with their relationship with themselves. And all the different layers that they have and issues that are coming up. So since Beth has been bombarded with people, you know, asking about that, we thought we would put that out there today so people can kind of understand what's going on. This is more Beth's specialty, so I'll probably be asking her questions because, you know, when you are starting the awakening process and you hear people talking about scattered aspects of your soul or scattered aspects of your higher self, you may not really know what that means. So I think this show will be really good for people, you know, to get familiar with it, and then you can, I think it'll help people understand what's actually happening.
Okay, and then I'm going to do the best of my ability to be able to sit here and describe. You know, like, again, I can only speak from my experiences of what it is that I go through and just, you know, and with the information that I get from the individuals, the light beings that I work with. So my experience has been, and what we're doing right now, because we're in fifth dimensional time or frequencies, vibrancies, and energies, and what that means is that we are getting out of the lower densities of the 3D, the physical world, which has to do with where we're ego-bound, to where it's all about power, control, it's about separateness, it's about money, it's about greed. And the fifth dimensional is coming from, literally, we're coming from the heart chakra, and there's like three different parts to our heart chakra, the high heart, the middle heart, and the low heart. And what we're working on, big time, what people don't understand, to be able to remain, and this is just, again, through my experiences, to remain in the five-dimensional frequencies and vibrancies, we have to clear out our heart, all of our heart, and our past lifetimes, reincarnation, whatever you want to label it as. Whether you believe in it or not, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It still exists. And a way of, for those of you to where this is all new for you, if you've ever had an experience in this lifetime, where, let's say you're in conversation or maybe in dream state or even awake, and all of a sudden you see a snippet of pictures clear as day. It could be, I've had people say it's presented like a movie to them, either in dream state or awake, and it's so real. They'll say, it's so real, Beth, I swear to God that was me. And it's like another person, and if you're a man, it could have come across as a woman or another man in another lifetime, and vice versa. So those are snippets that could be shown that of past lifetimes, that the experiences that you've had, that you could currently be doing like a same thing, that you're in a similar circumstance in this current lifetime that's being presented to you, going, are you going to choose to walk that same path? Mm-hmm. So, and It could be because of the experience that you had during that experience in that past lifetime. If it was really traumatic, there's pieces of us. You have to remember, we're made up of energy. It can just be, it can separate off because it's too hard to be together into the wholeness. It separated itself, but that's the lower frequencies, the ego structure. We can go into the illusions and the delusions and really get into the pain of things. And the fifth dimensional is looking at everything from a higher spiritual perspective of, okay, what am I supposed to get out of this? How does this help the betterment of the whole? You know, and it's not about being reactive towards anything. It's being more, how am I going to respond? If the same thing, if you have a theme, and for instance, what is the same thing that happens to most people? Well, right now it's all about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
What about those of you who get out of a battered relationship and the next person that comes along, because you haven't dealt with your issues in depth, we're talking in depth, getting to the heart of why you're allowing that aspect to stay and remain in your life, it's going to continue in some way, other shape or form. It could be a work situation. It could be another, you know, romantic relationship with somebody else. It could be whatever. And so it's an opportunity that is being presented to where you need to look at it more in depth.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, if it's a continued occurrence that you have a program that is running that you're completely unaware of at a subconscious level that is saying that, hey, you're choosing to learn more from these relationship issues, and that's why it's continuing. So you need to go to the heart of the matter of, you know, why are you allowing unhealthy relationships into your life? Getting to the core issue, where did it stem from? So you can remove it on a history level, you know, and think about that. All of us who come from families to where it started from great-great-grandparents to where women were told that, you know, you're a second-class citizen,
right,
you're unworthy. So do you see how the programs can just continue? From generation
cultural stuff. Yeah.
Cultural stuff.
Yeah.
So that can become a program. Granted, you know, you can choose to believe whether or not we established these programs before we came and took on our physical bodies or not.
Mm-hmm.
We could get really deep into that, but I don't want to overwhelm people already that I already overwhelmed. So,
mm-hmm.
But on that note, I can say for the past 2 weeks that there has been really intense energies to where we're being forced to look at ourselves more in depth. I mean, in depth and really get into the uncomfortable zone. And I thought I was the only one, and you can feel like you're the only one who's going through this. It can be exhausting. Remember not to get caught up in it. I tend to get caught up in it because
mm-hmm.
it feels so real. And like I know people have heard me say before, I can have this rage that just comes up out of nowhere. I'm a very loving person, peace, love, and harmony. It takes a lot to get my panties in a bunch. Don't think I can have my little, but I'm not a violent person whatsoever. But when this rage comes up, it's like, and thank God nobody's around, just so everybody knows. But, oh, the stuff that just flies out of my mouth. And, but when I'm getting to the heart of what's really going on, I'm finding out it's not about people, and it's not even truly about my, it is about myself, but it's, I'm really pissed off with the Creator. What's the Creator feeling like? And then I'm going, and then there's stuff that's coming out of me that, okay, then I know it's not even Beth that's talking right now. It's other stuff, lifetimes, that for whatever reason I felt just abandoned. How many of us haven't felt like we were dropped off a ship, seriously, onto this planet, seriously going, oh, my God, I don't have what it takes to make it here. And so on that note, well, how did we get here? We got here, you know, the Creator created us.
Mm-hmm.
Again, no matter what your belief system is, God, Creator, Source, whatever you call it, but we all come from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, again, my belief system. And here I'm going, do I even have the skills as a human being to be able to do whatever it is that I said that I was going to accomplish here? Because I feel like many other individuals, I'm behind. I feel like I'm not getting stuff,
mm-hmm.
that I'm absolutely clueless to, you know, being a human being. And to think there's even people who are even more, you know, as they would say, clueless. And I don't
right.
like using that word. I can't think of another
yeah.
word because it's not to be disrespectful.
Right, right.
But, you know, it's really examining that internal, you know, that internal self-love. And it's amazing because I'm hearing a lot of people who are coming to me who are struggling with depression.
Mm-hmm.
Well, depression's just, you know, a mask for sadness, for
mm-hmm.
grief.
Mm-hmm.
And depression is, there's layers to it. Depression is, once you start examining it, you're going to find out you're mad, and when you look past the mad, that there's this deep sadness.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that people who suffer from chronic depression, it could be carrying over from a previous life or lives?
Yes.
that they don't realize what it is they're carrying?
Yes.
And that's why it's really important to go in and start peeling away the layers of yourself and figure out where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know what, then you're going to find out, and now here's another thing that will blow your mind, because I would say the good percentage of it, I don't have a statistic, but I would almost bet, you know, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to find that it's ancestral.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find, because your ancestors have crossed over and they didn't take care of the stuff that developed depression. Depression, if you were to look up, there's different books out there that tell you what different things mean that are going on with your body. There's spiritual messages to it.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with this deep sadness, this deep grief, this deep of really not wanting to examine that you have to take accountability and responsibility that you chose to come here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many of us have said, why am I even here? What the hell am I here to do? Is this it? Oh, my God, I want out of here.
Right.
And so right there, we're not taking responsibility that we chose to come here. We chose to be, you know, co-creators with the life that we are, you know, in right now. And I know that's really hard to believe, because I'm there too going, why in God's green earth would I choose the life that I have right now?
Right.
Well, now the fifth dimension, you know, stepping into this new energy, it's about somebody isn't creating our life for us, because we've been conditioned for that. So it's up what God's plan is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, right now is we get to create the world that we want to create. What do I want to do with it? Okay, most of us want to be happy and joyful. We want to be successful. To the universe, that's a very open-ended question. That's
mm-hmm.
a huge statement. So then you have to be a little more definitive on what it is that you want.
Right, and I think there are a lot of people out there that will agree that, you know, when you're going through a tough situation
mm-hmm.
and it's something that keeps going on and you're standing there, you know, like I do this, I stand in the middle of my room going, okay, I have been through this situation, you know, it just keeps going on. What is it that you're trying to do? I've changed this, I've examined this, I've released this. What is it that you want? Why do you keep extending this situation? And I know there are people out there who are in the same thing, you know, in the same frame of mind.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of interesting, because if we are creating our own life now or own experience, I still feel that there has to be some guidance from above, you know, or some help from above. You always hear, we're here for you. You can ask for help. Well, when we're asking for help and it's not coming.
I always feel like my mic is off. They unplug the mic on. There she goes again, and somebody else is holding it going, turn it off.
Although I had an aha moment about that, because I was asking and asking, going, what is it that you want? And I went, okay, I guess what you're telling me is sit down and examine what is it that you have and what do you have that others don't have. So if you sit, you know, I sat down and I went through and I went, okay, yes, I have this, I have this, I have this, I have this. Do I have $1 million in my bank account? No. Will that come? That's what I'm asking for. But I have to look at the abundance that I do have and what I do get as abundance and just be grateful and not go any further than that. So I've been working, that's what I've been working on, you know. When I see a pile of bills and I'm like, am I going to pay for this stuff? If I keep the fear, I'm really learning, if I keep the fear out of it and just say, you know what, I accept abundance in any form, it God bless all my guides and everything out there, but it works, it comes, you know, to the point where whatever money I have left can go directly to bills and all my other stuff is taken care of. So I have, you know, been so thankful and so grateful for that. And so when you do take the time to sit there and go, oh, why is this not happening? When I got that aha moment, that's, you know, you start peeling away the little things and start saying, okay, I have this, I have that. Well, this is taken care of. Well, that's taken care of. So it's like peeling back the layers of like an onion. You know, and we're the same as humans too. If you start peeling away the layers I think your answers will slowly start coming.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. And since you brought up the thing of money, like many people right now, including myself,
yes.
we are still letting go of that, the poverty consciousness, because we've been in it for centuries, for lifetimes. So as we're ascending to the fifth dimension, there are things that are keeping us, in layers to where, like, I vasculate, I would say, a lot between the fourth and the fifth dimension. Well, would I love to be in the fifth dimension at all times? Oh, God bless America, yes. And how do I know when I'm there? That's when I am feeling joy and blissfulness. Mm-hmm. When I'm feeling that, man, I am plastering that on Facebook so everybody gets that energy. And there's periods that I do go back in the third, but the third is so hard for me physically. My body will kill me, seriously. So that's when I know I'm in the third, so I have to change my thoughts. But I vasculate between the fourth and the fifth. But the reason we vasculate between that, there's still, and this is what I am coming to the conclusion of, that it's separated aspects and fragmented soul parts of myself from different lifetimes that are keeping me in this lower energy because they're afraid that they will not be recognized for the work that they did in that lifetime. Here's a perfect example. Marie, you and I talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I have two lifetimes that came up just yesterday that had to do with me being a high priestess of the dark and a witch who practiced dark energy. And I told them, I said, you know what, you can stay here all you want, but I will never recognize you for the dark that you are. I will recognize you for the love that you came from. So sooner or later, you're going to become light, because what we're doing is everything has to transition and go back to 100% of light. Because where we separated off on the separated aspects and the fragmented soul parts is we thought we were above the light. We thought we were better than the light. We are equal to the light. We are in the light. We're with the light.
Mm-hmm.
We're never above it. We're not below it. We are with it. We're in it. It's all around us. We're in it. So these are the aspects. And they're really fighting me because as I'm even speaking right now, I can see them right into the front part of me, and they're off on my left-hand side. And they don't like that I'm sitting here talking at this level. And all it is, you know, it can come across. On my conscious mind, I can sit here and say, oh, I could go off. I can have a heyday because they're violating my rights as a free will sovereign being. You know, this is my lifetime. Beth Jacobson's not theirs. But on that same note, I get that they're fear-based.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to vanquish? Am I going to vanish? Did my existence, is it no longer going to matter? What they don't get, the gifts and abilities that they achieved, I can use them in this lifetime, but I'm never going to be using them for the dark ever again. It will be only for the light, for the betterment of all, not just for myself, but for the betterment of all. They don't get, I'm light.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they try to do, this girl isn't going dark. Mm-hmm. It isn't, I'm not going dark. You know, so there's aspects of the self. And if it's not them, it's male aspects of me. So it's like, so that's just to give a general vicinity. Does that make sense with what I'm saying?
It makes sense. So how would someone listening out there who's not fully aware of their different aspects, how would they recognize, you know, like if people, you know, sometimes you see people as they get older, certain personality traits come out that they didn't have before, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, they might change, you know, in different things. And people might just say, well, you know, that's just them getting older. But how do people recognize or try to say, well, maybe that's a different, you know, a scattered aspect of myself? How would they recognize that?
Well, you know, I don't have the, I only know my experiences. Here's just me making an assumption, which is huge. You know, assumption makes an ass out of you, it makes an ass out of me. You know how that goes. But this is just my forte on it. You know, if all of a sudden you've done certain things a certain way and you're doing something new, doesn't mean that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling better about it, that could be a higher aspect of yourself because that could mean you're evolving.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a very successful aspect of yourself that's coming in now because you're at a certain frequency and vibrancy.
Mm-hmm.
So that piece is coming in. That's already yours, but it couldn't come in and vibrate at the lower vibration that you were at.
Okay.
And then if you're seeing other stuff that's very ego-based, that's very...
So give an example. Like what would people, what might they see... Because I know, like, for you...
For success, you mean? Like,
well, if something came in at a lower vibration, what is it that they... I mean, would they see, like, a picture in their mind, or would they feel a certain way?
Well, again, I only have my experiences
right.
with just some things that people have shared with me.
Mm-hmm.
there are people to where all of a sudden they can see things, and it might be to where, you know, you're in you're coherent, you're awake, and you're seeing things, and you're just like, oh my God. And it could have been like you feel like you're having an out-of-body experience. It could be during the dream state. It could be thoughts that are coming in to where you're going, okay, those are not my thoughts, and they're very irrational. What is that about?
I think, you know what, that's a big one, because people, I know I get, sometimes I get these thoughts, and I'm like, what the heck is that? Get out of my head.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I don't, you're, these thoughts go away because they don't even make sense. So, and I think a lot of people experience that because, you know, you might think like the worst thing of the world about somebody or something, and you're like, where did that come from? But, you know, I think that's good that people can recognize that, hey, that's not them going, what? You know, that's an aspect coming in.
Well, you know, and again, using my experience, having rageful thoughts, and I'm talking towards me. I never have violent thoughts towards anybody, because if I did, oh, my God, I would check myself in just because I would want to be safe. But my thoughts are more towards God, the creator source, and I'm calling them every name in the book, going, how dare you drop me off here and you don't give me the skills and the abilities, and then you leave me here and I don't have the contact with you. You have abandoned me. Well, you know what? When you really sit here and you think about it, okay, are those regular? Are those regular thoughts? I was a kid who grew up very connected to the source, knew it from the very beginning. Then I, you know, as I got older, I lost it for a bit there when I was in college because I got distracted, and now I'm reestablishing it again. But I find it really interesting that I'm losing it. I have I have connection here and there. And I'm talking on an individual basis. I can connect if I'm doing a reading for people, but for my own personal self. So I'm going, so right now, that's where I'm at right now, having to reestablish, why am I disconnected? Why have I allowed it? Why do I allow interference? Because I know it's not Beth that's wanting that. I want that connection. That's when I'm feeling like I belong. How do I recognize when I'm disconnected? When I all of a sudden you're hearing my words and I'm thinking I'm isolated and I don't belong anywhere. I don't belong anywhere. That's when I know that I'm no longer connected. Then I know those are lower aspects of self, because I know, just because I have the ability to go in and see my past lifetimes, that many of them that I felt abandoned, that I felt rejected, that I felt betrayed, that I felt like I was just shoved off, and, you know, and I was like, I can always, I feel like I'm the laughing joke of the universe. Like they're laughing, going, look at her, look at her. She's never going to figure it out. But, you know, I think I've done a pretty doggone good job to get as far as I have right now. So, again, I can only speak from my experiences.
Right.
But I think it's when you're this very loving person, very vibrational, I consider myself optimistic. I really do. I can see the beauty in everybody. Now, if I could only translate that to myself all the time. But when I'm having lower thoughts about people, which is not what I normally do, then I know that's not me. I know those are aspects coming in, that I'm in victim mode, and then I will always see my faces of those lifetimes. And a lot of those lifetimes that are popping up right now are the ones who misused and abused their power, and then a lot of my days that I was a slave. And it's like, okay, we're no longer, we're not that life anymore. And I know you're carrying that energy, but like my stubbornness, I can tell you what lifetime that stems from. You know, I know where specific things started from. So that's really cool to get where it started from, because then I know that's where the program started. You know, so it's really cool when you get into it. It's very exhausting. But the best way to do it, you have to make that connection. You need to do it daily. And to really journal, or to be able to talk out loud. You have to talk out loud, or, you know, talk internally, but I have to talk out loud to get the creator's attention. It's, but I think they're doing it on purpose, just so that they're hearing me, and I'm hearing myself out loud, asking for help, because that's hard for me. Many of us have a hard time of asking for help. Many of us have a hard time of asking for help, saying, and I'm saying this a lot, you got a daughter who is clueless here, and I'm really struggling. That's when I feel the connection. Then I feel surrounded, and I see all these angels around me, and they're just like, Beth, we're always here. Right now, I'll tell you, as of this morning, I had a conversation with my higher self, and my soul just saying, you know what? I am not feeling connected to you. What is going on? Well, right now, and I'm going to have to examine this more, I'm seeing things holding my those two parts. They literally have their arms around, and they're not letting them come to me. So I find that really interesting because of stuff that I was doing last night or yesterday, and I have to go explore that more. And then I find, this is really interesting, that there's thoughts that are coming in to distract me, which I'm not the most grounded individual, but further specifically, somebody's working with me, it's not a source that is of light, I'll tell you that right now, mm-hmm. that's not wanting me to get to the point that I'm at right now.
Hmm.
So I have to explore that more.
Well, and I think, you know, when you were talking about connecting with source or just having that connection, you know, I think if you do keep yourself aware of your surroundings, when you are feeling disconnected, it's amazing. I know this happens for me. This is my experience. But when I'm feeling disconnected, that's when I'm walking. Like last night I took a quick walk, and I was questioning things in my head while I'm walking. And I looked down, and just randomly on the sidewalk, there was a dime. And for me, like when I see money on the ground, you know, dimes, nickels, pennies, that's a sign that the angels have thrown it in my path to say, no, we're with you. You know, and I know a lot of times when Beth and I have walked and we're discussing something really, really, you know, about the source or creator, anything, I'll take a look on my left or right, and then I'll see a bunch of feathers, and I'm like, they're here, they're letting us know. So, you know, if you are having those internal dialogues and you're questioning things, just be aware of your surroundings, because they will throw those signs out there that say, hey, you know what, I know you're questioning it, but we are here. You know, you may not see us all the time, you may not feel us all the time, mm-hmm. but we are here. So, you know, just pay attention, you know. When you question, that's when they show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, there's a lot of illusions right now, because the 3D and the 4D illusions are being let go, but meanwhile it's flying around out there because it has to be taken care of. It just doesn't magically dissipate into nothingness.
Mm-hmm.
It still has to be cleaned up. Again, you guys, because we're bringing heaven to earth. We're bringing heaven to earth, so there's a lot of cleanup that has to be done. But I'm finding just this past week, but it started 2 weeks ago, it's deep knowing that I need to reestablish my connection, a healthier connection with Source, with Creator. And I want to be connected to the unity consciousness. It's not just the male, it's not just the female, it's mm-hmm. unity consciousness to where they're working together, because we have this new beautiful divine goddess energy that's coming in, and then this new masculine energy that's coming in, which is gentler, softer, it's a lot more nurturing, and it's about equality. So that's what I want. But it's amazing. The reason that I probably have as many struggles, well, one, because the ego keeps me in it, but the majority of my lifetimes I've been more male than I've been female.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think seriously right now, and this is just me as a coach coming across, I just now I'm getting this insight as I'm talking out loud, I think they're feeling emasculated because they're losing their role. But again, I said, I will honor you for who you are as the light. I will not honor you for the darkness that you brought to the world. I won't honor that. That's not honorable. And so they're just having a hard time. And then you have to remember, think of all the lifetimes that we've had. A lot of us have had hundreds and thousands. And then think of the different cultures we've been in, mm-hmm. the languages that we've spoken.
Yep.
So I'm going, oh, my gosh, you guys, when you're releasing, you also have to release that it's released in all languages, spoken and unspoken, all cultures, known and unknown. You know, so, I mean, it's work. But I think the reason that it's work is so that we remember that we're the powerful light beings that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I have said it since I was a kid. We live in a magical world. It's very Harry Potter-ish,
mm-hmm.
seriously. And so I know there's this kind of stuff that I have to go through to remind me of, Beth, you've even said it, so now you have to walk your talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know there's layers. And if you created the stuff, you're the one who has to clean it up. And that's where a lot of us don't want to do. We don't want to have to clean up our crap, but we have to. Somebody's got to do it, so it might as well be you. It's going to be done. So take the accountability and responsibility and clean your crap up.
So how would you suggest somebody who's just starting out and, you know, maybe this hits home with them and they're like, oh, maybe that's, you know, what I've been struggling with. How would you suggest that they would start to clean up their crap or to even examine, you know, that this is maybe a masculine part of themselves or... I mean, how would you suggest identifying?
Well, you know, and here's some, these are really simple ways. Again, people avoid journaling, but journaling, you guys, is where you can come from within, and then you'll be amazed, those of you.
I'm guilty of that.
Those
myself.
Of you, and so am I, unless I blog the show, that's probably, and I used to write 20 pages a day. So
oh.
It's like, holy cow, and I've done that ever since I was a teenager, probably 12, 13. So, and I've always done that, and that's how I get my stuff out of me. And if not, I do it through other ways. But that's one way of being able to do it. But you have to stop and be still to be able to really internally go in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, not saying it can't be done, you know, when you're busy and going all the time. But the reality is you can't hear when you're busy, when there's noise around you. You need to be still. You need to listen. And it's not like it takes hours to do it. To be able to honor yourself, you know, 20 minutes a day. You can't take 20 minutes a day
mm-hmm.
for silence for yourself to just really go in. Because I guarantee your higher self is going, I just want quiet right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the majority, when this energy comes in, it can overstimulate you. Who doesn't need that downtime?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people keep themselves really busy and going mm-hmm. because they don't want to have to stop and they don't want to have to deal, because that means they're going to have to deal with it. So there's a lot of people who don't realize that's why they're keeping themselves busy. They need to be still. They need to be able to write down, to be able to gain some insight. Again, that's not the only way, because I know there's people out there who could prove me wrong. Yes, this is not a challenge by any means, but I would highly recommend writing or doing artwork or just sitting here and talking out loud and seeing what conversation comes out of you.
Hmm.
Seriously. And talking, having that interpersonal or that having that personal conversation with whoever it is that you talk to and just really get to know. And you know what? Be vulnerable. Most of us don't want to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be amazed. I could be the happiest person and all of a sudden I'm getting in depth and I am bawling like no tomorrow. Well, a lot of people don't want to do that. Well, you guys, believe it or not, tears are a gift.
Mm-hmm.
They are a gift. We were given that gift for a reason.
I know.
You know, and it's, you know, go in there and explore. And if you find yourself rocking on the floor, then do it. Just, but, you know, it's really getting to, we're all in this learning how to love ourselves, though.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I loved myself, but boy, am I finding out. Holy cow, is there layers. There is layers.
Well, and I think, too, like, you know, I was telling you yesterday, I was at a family function, and some, all of a sudden, you know, somebody says the wrong thing, or I'm just sitting there and I'm looking at my family and I just feel like bursting out into tears. And I'm going, I'm biting my lip going, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? But then I, you know, I realized, oh, it's bringing this, something is bringing something up that either came from a past life with all of us, or there's something from this life that I need to examine.
Yes.
That there's a program.
Yep.
And it's creating, it's triggering such a reaction in me that there's some issue that I need to look at, you know, and examine. So I have to, kind of crashed yesterday, but trying to think about, you know, what is it that I'm feeling? And one thing that hit me right away was I looked at them and went, oh, my God, I'm just so different. I just, you know, I literally felt like I was sitting in a room and they were so far away and they were all looking at me like, who are you and where did you come from? And I had to, I think, you know, what I was trying to figure out was this feeling was also something that came from a past life where it's almost like maybe you were, you know, I don't know if it was a past life where, you know, I had powers then and it was so traumatic because I was like shunned. And so it's bringing up all those feelings again, too, and having to deal with them. So, you know, when you feel, when something hits you really hard emotionally and you can't figure out why, that's a perfect thing to just write down at the moment, even if you can write it down and then go back later and start examining it and having that dialogue with yourself going, okay, what was I doing when it triggered and what was I feeling at that time? And then it's interesting how things kind of flood into your mind, and it helps you get a clearer insight on it.
You know, and also, just so you know, when we're talking about repeating programs, it could be a past lifetime that your family members that you have now played a different role in that lifetime. And so they agreed before you came, y'all came into this lifetime, that you're going to play that same role out because you still didn't get what it was about. And fifth dimensional stuff, the ascension stuff, you guys, is all about being able to look at all this stuff without any judgment and loving it and letting it go and accepting it, forgiving it. Well, that's where I'm at right now because I never realized, and I'm so embarrassed to sit here and say this, but it's like I never realized that I was as judgmental. And it's not about others, which I can be, which that I'm not proud of either, but I catch myself a lot quicker on that. But, Lord, do I judge myself.
Well, and I, what I've noticed is, you know, growing up, I was always the different one anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and then, but that always led to a feeling of, oh, but then I have to be by myself because everybody thinks I'm weird or whatever. And then you grow, and then you learn, okay, no, let me stifle this and let me conform with everybody because then I fit in.
Yeah.
But then that's not your true self, and then you continue to grow and you learn your lessons.
Yeah.
And then you go to a point where you're like, nope, it's time for me to be my authentic self. And then you get back into the, oh, but people think I'm weird. But this time, you know, because this has been my pattern, but now I'm recognizing it and going, you know what, let me get the sadness, whatever I need to get out, because I am who I am. And if people can't see me or accept me for what I am, then I just need to move on, because I am finding the people that accept me. And, you know, whether your family, you know, your family accepts you for who you are because you're family, but they may not understand you entirely. And that's okay. That's okay, because you still have community out there. You have people that you can find that you can talk to, you know, talk to them about it openly, and they accept you for who you are. They recognize you for who you are. And that is, you know, it's almost like it's exhilarating. It's being free. I mean, it's totally freeing yourself, and I totally just shifted completely because I needed, as I'm saying it out loud, I'm just getting all this stuff coming through going, bingo, that's it, you know. So now that I've said it out loud, do I have to worry about it anymore? No. I feel totally liberated.
Well, there you go. Yep. And see, do you see how important it is that it's you journal it? It's either you're journaling it so it's out loud, or even talking about it out loud. And the more that you can sit here and seriously talk about it with another person so they can be witness, because that's what it is. We're witnessing and recognizing and acknowledging and observing people's awakening and their enlightenment, their evolution, you guys. That's what we're going through. We are evolving into the beautiful light beings that we came here to be. Again, remember, we are light beings having a human experience, not human beings having a spiritual experience.
Right. And, you know, when you get to, also when you can get to the point where you don't have to apologize for being who you are, then that is a huge ascension right there. I am who I am. I have the gifts who I am. And I don't apologize to anybody. I embrace them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Because a lot of people feel that they have to justify it, or they have to hide from it, because they happen to be in a room full of people who are going, what are you talking
Well, you know,
about?
You can hear the whispers, because I know we had like a, you know, it was a baby shower and there was a baby pool, and I could hear my brother-in-law going, oh, I bet Marie, she probably can do this psychically. You know, they were kind of snarking about it, and I'm looking, I'm going, yeah, I'm getting the date and time in my head, but I, that's for me to know. You guys can lay your money down and do whatever, you know. But, you know, for a minute I went, oh, do I feel bad about this? And I went, no, I'm not feeling bad about this. I am who I am. Accept it. If you want to make fun of it, go ahead. I don't care.
Exactly.
You know?
You know, when I love people to where I, you know how many times in my life I've heard, well, if you're psychic, how come you haven't won the Powerball lottery?
Yeah.
And I'm going, well, one, because there's a karmic response to that. Yeah. We don't have the gifts and abilities to be able to benefit from in that way. You know,
well, that's misusing it
and
anyway.
It's misusing your gifts and abilities, and you don't do that for friends either because there's still a karmic response to it. And yes, there is, because I have a friend who's going through that, and she's very well known in the area. And she even said, she goes, Beth, I even knew better. I even knew better. And so she's paying with the repercussions of that. So that's my response to the doubters out there. And I've had every skeptic in the book out there. I've had the people who are the Bible thumpers and who have said, and I'm not putting it down, it's whatever your path is your path. It's not my path. And whatever trips your trigger and whatever floats your boat and gets you through, you know. But I've had every Bible thumper to where, you know, Jesus is Lord. And it's like, well, isn't that cool that you brought up Jesus' name? Because Jesus is one of the people that I work with. So it's like, how cool is that? You know, so that's my response to individuals. But, you know, I also am finally to the point that I don't have to sit here and get upset with anybody. And I don't have to feel like I'm being shoved against the wall with my claws coming out. It's like, hey, I am who I am. Isn't it wonderful I can honor you where you're at? And I know you honor me for where I'm at. You don't have to understand me.
Right.
That's okay.
And I think that's you know, that comes when you do start self-examining yourself.
Yeah.
And you do have those inner dialogues. And you realize that those dialogues that you're having are not, you know, some kind of mental breakdown, but you're actually are communicating with higher parts of yourself. And you're, you know, resolving anything that might be of lower vibration and trying to get all the pieces to come up and ascend with you as one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if anybody out there can ever be the highest vibration of every single aspect of yourself, because I mean,
I believe we'll always be working on it. I believe we'll be there one day.
Yeah.
You know, but we've got a lot of work to do, because think about the
history.
Well,
the whole world has
to
catch
up. Just think
of
the history of the world, you know, because since we're not out there, we don't know everybody, we're not, I wish I was tuned in with to a degree to where I could go in there, but I know there's people who are so beyond enlightened, there's pure light out there. But
well,
it's,
I mean, I think Atlantis was that way, and something happened that it collapsed. So people couldn't keep the whole mass up at the same vibration, you know. So it's always going to be a work in progress.
Well, we misused and abused the crystals. They had, you know, and so there was a group of us that had to sit here and say, for the betterment of all of humanity, we had to stop it. Mm-hmm. So, and many of us are back here to bring it back up, you guys. A lot of us are Atlantean, you know, the water babies, so... really cool times are happening, but again, you know, we're in uncharted territories, and I'm just saying right now, just the way people are talking and what I'm seeing on Facebook and when people are connecting with me, it's working on that internal self-love right now. And I, for one, know I'm in the high heart right at this moment, where I'm working on being able to stay in there, because I'm breaking out in rashes right at the high heart area, and it's on my left side, and it's going right into my throat area, which is connected with, you know, your divine communication, to where you'll speak, because it's, you know, being, so it's really cleared out because it's bucked and mucked in there so that I can go into that. So, you know, even though right now I'm feeling extremely disconnected, my physical body is telling me, Beth, you're doing the stuff that you need to be doing, because right now I literally can say I'm probably in illusions right now of the ego a lot. And if it wasn't for my body saying, yes, we're moving along, you have to trust this. Because I trust my body no matter what. Mm-hmm. When my head's saying other things, it's my body that I'm listening to, because my body's the one that's experiencing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this right here is letting me know, and it's on my left side, so that's about the feminine energy and trusting that I can live from this area. So whether or not that makes sense to anybody out there.
Well, I mean, there might be people having physical symptoms that, you know, they go to the doctor and there's nothing wrong and they can't figure out what it is, you know, then it's a good way to examine spiritually what your thoughts are, where you're, you know, you're, what you're thinking, what you're trying to process, what situation it might have, you know, you might have faced and it's coming up as an old memory. So those are also good things to pay attention to. You know, what's happening physically with your body? Are you having a weird pain that can't be resolved, or you can't, it's not related to anything, but it might be on your left side or it might be on your right side. So then you look at it and go, okay, is it a masculine aspect of myself? Is it a feminine?
And remember, the masculine is the right, the feminine is the left. And we receive on our left, we let go on the right. So you might feel things exiting, it feels like it's leaving on the right.
So if your right side, you know, you've got like a, like something in your shoulder pain,
yep,
that no matter what you do, you work it out, you take Advil or any kind of thing, or and it's not leaving, then you might be having an issue where you're not being able to release something that you're holding on to, an emotion or something that happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
So go back and examine, hey, did somebody say something to me, or, you know,
And it might have triggered, somebody might have said something, or you either visually saw something that triggered a memory that's being carried on your right upper shoulder, which has to do with carrying the weight of the world, you know, burdens.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it? And if it's in the back of you, that's past, and it's a masculine aspect of self. So
there's Maria. Well, I've been having this pain on my left shoulder. So I'm like, all right, it's in the past, and it's on my female side. What is it that I need to release?
You know, and things that are happening in the front, that can do with the present, and it can also do with the future. I mean, there's different things to it. So a lot of us, it's the past lifetime stuff. But
right, and also, you know, pay attention to your dreams. If you're having weird dreams again, and I mean, I know everybody's been dreaming really intensely the last few weeks, but, you know, I myself have had the same dream. You know, a little bit different, but it's been coming in the same, you know, it's the same dream, the same things are going on. So, you know, you have to examine those, write them down and say, okay, what is it? Is this an actual, is who I'm dreaming about, is it the actual person or is it aspects of myself? You know, if you're dreaming of a male, is it the male part of me? Or if you're dreaming of a certain female, is it the female part of
mm-hmm.
me? You know, as you write things down and you describe your dream, you'll intuitively know, oh, this is my part that I'm supposed to be dealing with, or
mm-hmm.
this is, you know, an issue that I need to get over.
Well, you know, a perfect example is aspects that were coming in last night and this morning. I was dreaming about cars, and a lot of people have dreams about cars. Well, you guys, you want to pay attention to what your car looks like, what's the color of the car, you know, what does it look like physically and internally, who's driving, because you should be the one driving the car. So if somebody else is driving the car, that means that's an aspect of yourself that's in charge right now. So what do you need to do? You can stop yourself in the dream and go, okay, you know what, this car needs to pull over, it needs to stop, because I'm the one who's driving. I'm driving to the destination. Because I found it really interesting, and I had friends that were presented in dreams, so I'd remember the dream, so that's why I know it's really significant in the universe. And, you know, my consciousness, you know, my higher self is going, you need to get this dream, because I asked for some specific messages last night before I went to bed. And anyways, here there's a lot of construction work going on in the road, but yet a friend of mine's driving a car ahead of me, and she's zooming fast. I'm going, wait up, I can't catch up with you. And here's me driving, and I'm known, I drive like a grandma because I'm very cautious. I'm not in a hurry to get anywhere. I'm not. It's like, if I'm going to get there, I'm going to get there safely. So I get to the destination that this friend got to, and she's waiting outside, and I think we went to McDonald's of all places. So I'm going, wasn't that an interesting choice? But again, food has to do with what is it that I'm feeding myself. So I'm going, oh, McDonald's, that's unhealthy. So, okay, so huge, got that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going, I drive up to her, and I say, why are you driving so fast? But here she goes, Beth, I'm waiting here patiently for you. So I'm going, okay. So it's a fit, and I need to go and examine this dream. I didn't get up that long ago before I, you know, came over and to do the show. So I have to examine it more, but I know I have to look under construction. There's a lot of internal work that's under construction right now, and we're talking massive. It's like a one-way street right now that I'm driving on. So it's like, it's really interesting when I go and explore that, what I'm going to end up finding out. Because guess who was doing all the construction work? It was all men with hard hats. So the hard hats have to do with the way they're thinking, stuck very much into the rigidity of the old way of being. So I have to go in and look at them. And I can even right now as I'm talking see the construction work because they're all individually doing stuff. It's like in different squares. There's at like least, and get this, 9 different squares, and they all have different jobs that they're doing in there. So 9 is all about completion. So isn't that interesting? So you put that in combination with my road being under construction. It's a one-way, and there's drivers, and the main theme was the women. Myself, because I drove my own car, but it was like an old car, which I found hysterical, an old car, and then, you know, there's a feminine aspect of me in this racy car, so I'm going, well, isn't that interesting?
Huh.
So, old cars, I don't know, I'm going to have to explore that. I think I'm going to have to update the way I look at things, and believe it or not, I can't blame an aspect of me. I need to look at it as Beth going, okay, how many of these belief systems are really yours now? They're not mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, societies. Why are you choosing to still believe in those belief systems? So now I have to go in there and let that go. So I have to look at the programs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really cool.
So you see how you can have a really strange dream like that, but the dream is so full of symbolism.
Oh, yeah.
So it's important to write everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you do write your dream, if you were to write that out, and then you could take, okay, I saw, you know, list everything out. This is what I saw in my dream. And it's important to write down numbers, too, that you see in your dream, because numbers have a significance if you see an animal, anything. And then you can actually interpret all of that, and then that's kind of what your higher self is telling you.
Well, even as I'm sitting here, they're showing me more of the pictures, and I'm getting more of the dreams. And I have to really pay attention to that road shifted off to the left. It was like a sharp left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going, you guys keep this going, and I swear I'll write this down when I'm off the show because they want me to explore it now. Now I'm seeing more of the male aspect. But I'm also hearing, because a lot of us, and it's significant that I have to say this out loud, if you dream of houses, that has to do with our own internal house. Like the attic is, believe it or not, that's with our crown chakra, and that has to do with our spiritual connection. And then you know, there's different rooms of the house, means different parts of our body. And how I said there's 9 different pieces there,
mm-hmm.
I find that really interesting. There's 7 main chakras that are here, and we have above and below us, and so they're looking at the 9 chakras,
mm.
and so they're saying the way that I'm in alignment, so I have to go in there. So it's a huge, significant mm. dream for me. And so they're saying you have to go in there and you have to redo some stuff, and then you're going to have that connection with the source at all times. Because I have it, I don't. I have it, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, isn't that interesting? So I guarantee that's a program that's coming in and saying I'm not worthy of being connected to the source,
mm-hmm.
that I have to figure this out on my own. But it's like, no, I don't, because I'm not doing a very good job of it. And now I'm in
But
the...
see, you can, at least you can recognize
yeah.
it, and you can interpret it. So that's kind of, you know, the people that are struggling right now through this and going, God, what's wrong with me? Why do I feel this? And I don't know what's wrong, and I'm feeling angry, and I'm just fed up. And, you know, this is a good way.
Well, they can also contact you and I for sessions. This is what we do. We also
right.
do. So it's like right now, you guys, today and tomorrow, I have a special $70 for 30 minutes. That's a very good deal because it's normally more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's a good time right now. And then if I need to extend it, it's not like I'm not open to it.
Mm-hmm.
If I, you know, there's enough people saying, hey, Beth, I need it, mm-hmm. but I need it later in the week, I'm more than happy to take a look at that.
Because
mm-hmm. I want to help others, you know, get to that point too.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't have to struggle. If there's something I can do to help them, if you're drawn to me or if you're drawn to Marie, that's what we're here for.
Right. I know. I had a girlfriend, I think a week and a half ago, she messaged me and she's like, what is going on? You know, so just kind of sat down and talked to her, and we talked it out. And, you know, and I said, you have to look at all this stuff. You have to write it down. You have to, you know, I said mostly what you need is you need at least 20 to 30 minutes of quiet time.
Yes.
You need to get out of your house,
yep.
get away from your kids, get away from your husband,
yep.
get away from your phone,
yep.
and go and spend that time in quietness and ask your higher self, what is it that you're trying to tell me? Because it's coming out in anger and everybody's getting on my nerves. So, you know, that quiet time really is important. Even if you can lock yourself in your bathroom, if that's the only place that you can escape from people, go in the bathroom, turn on the fan, and sit there quietly for 20 or 30 minutes. Turn the shower on, you know. Just have that quiet time, because that's how you create that dialogue.
Oh, my goodness. I just had this awareness. We have old shows that have been archived with different people on here,
mm-hmm.
and I was just staring at my toes, and we have a friend, Kelly, who does toe readings, and I'm looking at what have I been talking about, reconnecting, you know, healthier connection with source. Well, your second toe has to do with the way you communicate with source. Well, my toe tends to, up at the top, it curves off to the right-hand side, and it's more split off from the big toe, which is, what is the big toe again? I can't remember.
It has
to do with your connection with source. So I'm going, oh, my gosh, my toes. And I forgot. She's told me that.
Yeah.
So that's what I have to do. That's part of what I'm here for, is to reestablish and connect with this. Oh, look at that. Even my body is going back. You need to reconnect differently. Isn't that just interesting?
Yeah. So there's lots of ways
to
examine,
yeah.
you know, what you need to do in order to really find out who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I think a lot of us at this point, a lot, you know, with all the awakening, people really are examining, you know, who are we? What are we here for? What's my purpose? What am I supposed to do?
Well,
you know, so that's, I mean, that's one step in getting closer to examining all of that.
And you know what I heard, that is it for the rest of this month, that there is going to be, I was talking with a friend of mine, or is it just this week? I can't remember. So forgive me if I can't recall. But it has to do with, we are going to be brought to the uncomfortable place. But there's a reason for that. We have to get so we are so, God bless it, uncomfortable, to where we are forced to examine what it is that we're uncomfortable with. And if you're going to end up finding out, and you know what I'm finding out, is just the worthiness of being the light.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many, in this lifetime, I think I'm worthy of the light. I have been nothing but good in this lifetime. I've been a humanitarian and care about other people. So it's like, but I know it's past lifetimes that were so dark and misused mm-hmm. and abused the light, and did it for their own, you know, their own reasons, and to, for me to be able to say that without any judgment. Because before I'd say it with anger, but it's like, I look at that, I just shifted that fast within seconds. But I know that's what it's about, because they feel because of their choices.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of acts that I did in past lifetime that affected other people, to where even to this day, people are still affected generationally by the acts that I did because of who I was in that lifetime. And many of us are. And so to let go of that guilt and know that I'm worthy of having a different choice, a better outcome,
mm-hmm.
and now instead of doing dark, I can give back even more and shine the light. So I know it comes down to worthiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's all worthy,
mm-hmm.
worthiness stuff. So I know I'm not the only one out there. There's many of us who are meeting up now from, you know, different time periods, and I'm not going to put it out there because
mm-hmm.
I don't need to. But, you know, things that have been written about in history, many of us are coming back to make it, you know, to make amends,
right.
to make it better. So just so people know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's important to know, because, you know, if you're wondering where you're, you know, I think, this is my thought. Even people who right now in this society, in this age, who are still have the racist views or are very intolerant of other cultures or people, you know, if you take one or 10 of those people and you say, look, examine where it's coming from, and then somehow, you know, have them, even a past life regression would be interesting to do, and see if they're pulling that from a previous lifetime, you know, we're in a different century. Get over it. You know, and I mean, if you could shift those people's consciousness by them realizing, wait a minute, this doesn't even make sense. Why am I still carrying this? This doesn't even apply. Imagine how you can keep shifting that, you know, and changing the world.
Here's my food for thought on that, because I've had to examine that stuff myself, going, oh my God, where's this thought coming from?
Mm-hmm.
But it's part of lifetimes that we were when I was a different culture, when I was a different
right.
race, and it's aspects of myself that I never accepted because of my experiences. And then I was given the message, you know what, because you were black, because you were Chinese, because you were this, because you were that. So it's like it's learning to bring in all those pieces and love every piece. I've been every race, every culture that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I find myself to be very open-minded, and every once in a while I'll have this closed-minded thought going, oh, my God, what is going on? But I know those are aspects. There's that piece of that uncomfortable piece that I have to examine going, oh, my God, in that lifetime, I ended up leaving the world without fully loving and embracing who I was because of how society looked at me.
Yeah, and I think that's a great way to end the show. I think that's a nice thing to put out there for anybody listening. When you do have a thought that you're going, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Take a minute to examine it,
uh-huh.
and recognize that as part of yourself that you haven't loved in the past, and embrace it and love it and see if it completely disappears from your psyche.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And it's not as hard as we think it is. We, the ego, make it so much harder than what it has to be, because all we have to do is look at it and love it and saying, my God, you're a beautiful, bright light. Society at that time just wasn't ready to accept your
right.
light right there.
Right.
And no matter what you did to be able to make it through that lifetime, all is forgiven if you choose to let it go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it was an experience that you needed to have so that you know that you're here to shine more light, because you're not going to make that choice again.
Right. And the first person that you always forgive is yourself.
Yep.
Always
yep.
forgive yourself. Forgive every aspect of yourself,
mm-hmm.
every past life of yourself. Because when you start with forgiveness of yourself, then it's easy to forgive others.
Exactly. So I hope the show made sense. If not, and you need a little more clarity, don't be afraid to email me at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com,
mm-hmm.
and I can give a little more explanation if it's needed. But again, if you're wanting to explore it more, you can reach me at 651-941-36, set up an appointment, or Marie, 651-303-0555. So thank you, everybody.
Yes, thank you. And we hope you have a good rest of the day, and we will catch you on Wednesday.
And shine your light.
All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.